Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin, and now the news in detail. President Hagainde Hichilema has relieved Major General Arthur Kalaluka of his duties as Deputy Air Force Commander and appointed Brigadier General Henry Chiwaya to the position. President Hichilema has promoted Brigadier General Chiwaya to the rank of Major General and has redeployed Major General Kalaluka into the diplomatic service. The President has congratulated Major General Chiwaya on his appointment, urging him to serve with loyalty, discipline and dedication to the Constitution and to the people of Zambia. President Hichilema has extended his gratitude to the outgoing Deputy Air Force Commander for his distinguished service in the Zambia Air Force and wished him success in his future endeavors. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communication Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. Nestle Zambia has been ordered to pay 13.8 million kwacha to the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, following a Supreme Court ruling on August 20, 2025. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the case stemmed from a transfer pricing audit which revealed that Nestle Zambia had consistently reported losses between 2010 and 2014. He said ZRA adjusted the company's profit to 56.5 million kwacha and issued a tax assessment of 13.8 million kwacha. Ms. Anzala said Nestle Zambia appealed the assessment to the Tax Appeals Tribunal, raising six grounds, including claims of wrongful assessment, improper categorization as a limited risk distributor, and use of irrelevant benchmarks. He said the tribunal ruled in Nestle's favor on five of the six grounds. However, ZRA challenged the decision in the Supreme Court, arguing that the tribunal had misapplied the burden of proof and erred in its interpretation of transfer pricing rules. Mr. Nzala said Justice Kajimanga Chisanga upheld ZRA's appeal, confirming the 13.8 million kwacha tax liability.
As an authority, we are happy and we welcome the ruling by the Supreme Court of Zambia in this case, where the Zambia Revenue Authority and the government of the Republic of Zambia be able to recover lost revenue amounting to slightly over 13.8 million. We will continue ensuring that all eligible taxpayers, be it in the informal sector, small and medium taxpayers, including the large, all pay their fair share of taxes, and would like to implore all taxpayers in actual sense that they need to ensure that you do the correct thing, make correct declarations.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 38 licenses and 5 construction permits across petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 240.8 million kwacha. ERB Manager Public Relations Namukolo Kasumpa said the approvals granted during the ERB's licensing committee meeting held on 15th August 2025 reflect growing investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector and reaffirms the ERB's commitment to a transparent and supportive regulatory framework. She said the approved licenses cover renewable energy generating equipment, transportation, distribution of petroleum products, and the blending of lubricants. Mrs. Kasumba said the construction permits include 4 new service stations in Lusaka, Kabwe, Mpika, and Mpika, as well as a 50-megawatt solar plant in Serenje.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 38 licenses and 5 construction permits across petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 240.8 million Zambian kwacha. Approvals were granted during the IRB's licensing committee meeting held on 15th August 2025, reflect growing investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector and reaffirms the IRB's commitment to a transparent and supportive regulatory framework.
The Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA, has called on farmers across the country to sell their maize only to grain buyers using ZMA-approved weighing scales as part of efforts to ensure fairness and transparency in the ongoing marketing season. Speaking during a mid-year performance review press briefing, ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Ngobeni has revealed that the agency has intensified its efforts to protect both farmers and buyers following the bumper harvest recorded in the 2024-2025 farming season. He has further disclosed that the agency has undertaken statutory verification of all scales used by the Food Reserve Agency and has expanded its interventions to include all grain buyers and sellers across the country, including those operating from roadside depots. Mr. Ngobeni has further explained that between January and June 2025, ZMA successfully calibrated 2,213 measuring instruments and standards, surpassing its target of 2,073, representing a 107% achievement rate.
We would like to appeal to all our farmers, sell your grain to only the buyers who have certified, ZMA certified scales. You don't want to lose out on your grain, on your labor. You need to get value for your money. Further, I'd like to appeal to all buyers of grain, please use only certified scales, because the scale can either overread or underread. So it says that the farmer losing out or the buyer losing out.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Ministry of Finance and National Planning Permanent Secretary for Economic Management and Finance, Mulele Mulele, has underscored the importance of innovation, resilience and trust in shaping the future of the insurance industry. Speaking during the Insurance Awards Gala dinner last evening in Livingston, Mr. Mulele emphasized that while the insurance sector has always been built on trust, its continued evolution hinges on resilience, innovation and technology. He further noted that excellence should not only be admired, but should serve as an inspiration to others across the sector.
The Ninth Award has strong importance. They shine the light on outstanding contributions of individuals and organizations who have gone above and beyond to survive the lives, protect businesses, and build a stronger and more inclusive industry. And I think this challenge that we would like to see one younger company going beyond borders and expanding within the region and beyond. Therefore, since the first tonight, let us be mindful of the future of our industry, rest on our collective ability to adapt, innovate, and save professionalism.
And Insurance Association of Zambia IAZ President Irene Muyenga emphasized the award's role in fostering industry growth and inspiring continuous improvement.
Beyond recognizing achievements, they also enhance the reputation of the industry by shining a light on its successes rather than solely concentrating on its challenges. Moreover, awards provide a benchmark for others to aspire to. They offer a moment for celebration and reflection, reminding us of the progress we have made and the potential that lies ahead.
Meanwhile, Pensions and Insurance Authority, PIA Deputy Registrar Insurance, Dr. Brian Manchishi, encouraged IAZ and its partners to maintain the momentum and develop a sustainable, industry-driven model for the awards.
The top international news.
M 23 rebels killed at least 140 people in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo last month in one of the worst atrocities by the armed group since its resurgence in late 2021, Human Rights Watch has said in a report. This is despite a peace process brokered by the U.S. and Qatar.